Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, it's time for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show presented by Talkers Magazine. Talkers Magazine is the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It's about radio, so you can't see him, you can't see me. He needs a haircut, I don't. And so, here we go. Launching off, I was thinking of hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to talk we go, because there's lots of things to talk about. There always are a lot of things to talk about.
You're not only a songwriter, you're a singer.
I am a singer of songs.
That's from Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
Yes,
what an interesting concept.
It is. Let's go to work.
The Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, that's got to be politically incorrect, right?
Oh, my gosh. The whole story is weird. Think about it.
Yeah, it really
that
is.
That was the first
Seven
movie I ever went to.
Was it? And yes, what did it have a lasting psychological effect on you?
Totally. I still remember every note. I owned the record. I played it over and over. Snow White, beautiful. And I am one of those people who is absolutely convinced, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the wicked stepmother witch, when she looked at the mirror, she said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" As opposed to current history, which insists, she says, "Magic mirror on the wall."
Mm-hmm.
We have shifted into a different dimension, and that's called the Mandela effect. And I actually think there's something to it.
Really? What
you
is
believe,
it?
You believe in astrology, and I
do.
I believe in the Mandela effect.
Okay, well, there you go. So, the whole business about politically correct stuff, the business about the Seven Dwarfs and stuff, I was thinking about the whole huzzarai with Anne Hathaway this week, apologizing. She actually issued a lengthy apology after she learned that her portrayal of the Grand Witch in The Witch has caused pain to people who have limb differences. Who knew there was an organization of people who have limb issues? Is there any group that doesn't have some kind of representation? And is there any group that isn't going to be offended by something?
Yeah, I'm not sure if the listeners experienced the same thing that I did, but when you were describing the beginning of this story, you digitized out, and I didn't hear who you were talking about or what the situation was.
The situation is a focus on Anne Hathaway, who was speaking out after her new film, The Witches, sparked some sort of concern. I love this. The disability community. People who have had operations on their hands or don't have the use of their hands or some kind of limb difference. So now children around the world are in pain because of how she's portraying, I guess, a cat in The Witches, or how she holds her hand. And I cannot believe how many people get. I mean, I feel badly for people who have that horrible reality to live with. But is there anything that isn't going to offend somebody? This is a movie, for God's sakes, about a woman who plays a witch, and she uses her hands like a claw.
Yeah.
So she had to apologize for that? What am I missing?
I haven't heard the story, nor have I seen it, so I can't comment, because you know that I'm a big critic of overt or over-the-top political correctness.
Yeah.
But a part of me is also sensitive to hurting people's feelings. So I look at it as sort of a complex issue. I do not like political correctness. I do not like having to walk on eggshells if you're a comedian, a satirist, an artist. I think we have to get a little tougher about
that. It stifles creativity.
But on the other hand, I do think that we should be sensitive to people's feelings.
I'm not scoffing at the group. It's called the Lucky Finn Project, which is an organization that exists to raise awareness and celebrate children, individuals, and families affected by limb differences. Who even knew? I never heard of the group before. Who even knew there was a group that focused on that? And that's what, but I come back around to saying, is there anything that doesn't have an advocacy group attached to it? Any malady, any problem? I get that people have a problem, and I'm thankful I don't. But, you know, to go after her because she's playing a role in a movie, I think is the height of silliness, frankly.
You should be. You should have a support group for the physically and mentally perfect.
Right. You're a good zinger. Thank you. All right, let's get to our top 10 items this week on the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Top 10 People list as well. Michael Harrison from Talkers is at it.
I have to give a disclaimer. Basically, we had to do some microscopic digging to find anything other than the presidential race.
The top and, two or three.
And COVID and all that. However, that being said, there are things that come up in conversation about the presidential race, certain issues, etc. So, basically, this chart is valid, but the proportions are a little bit out of whack.
Yes.
Number 10. Okay, so, you know, just a disclaimer. At number 10, climate change. There's that
hurricane. It's relative because all these big storms that have developed.
Yeah, well, we've had more than usual.
And it's longer into the season. Latest
hurricane Eta, which went down through Central America, then went into the Caribbean, is now looking at Florida. And it could be, hopefully, if it hits Florida, it'll only be 30, 40 mile an hour winds in a tropical storm, but that could create havoc. Mm-hmm. At number 9, U.S. foreign relations and Islamic terror attacks. Most of the foreign relations we're dealing with has to do with China. A lot of it's been talked about in the election. Yeah. The Islamic terror attacks in Austria and France, just a reminder that
they're still out there.
They're still out there. Yeah, this is they're not gone. And the Middle East, for all of the nice talk about some of the diplomatic gains that we have made, it's still a dangerous hotspot. At number 8, social media and political bias, Facebook and Twitter under pressure for tagging certain stories and certain tweets as being questionable, unproven, contested. And most of the complaints come from conservatives. Interestingly, Doug, most of the use of social media in the political world is by conservatives. I did a little digging on that and was surprised to learn that. Mm-hmm. At number 7, the education crisis, that speaks for itself. At number 6, the economy, that certainly speaks for itself. At number 5, race relations, police reform.
That speaks for itself.
And the Walter Wallace Jr. video, that speaks for itself. Number 4, high up this week, psychology. People are depressed over COVID-19, and now on top of it, there's a tremendous amount of psychological distress, for lack of a better word.
Well, the depression, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who shares some time on a program that I do called Good Day Health, said that depression, and one of the research things that he talked about this week on the program, depression leads to stroke. If you are seriously, this is a way, an open door to having a stroke. Depression creates great stress. And the whole business about, and it isn't just the COVID thing. It's stress over political realities. It's stress over our lives. Who's got a job? You know, there are all kinds of stresses.
Well, the politics and the COVID have combined.
Yeah.
And it's a bad time. People are not feeling good. Measurably so much so that in the midst of all of this, it's at number 4, and it's being talked about. It's not like, you know, we made this up.
Should be talked about. That's a good, I should get out, turn the rock over. Let's see what's going on underneath with people and their emotions.
Yep. At number 3, we have COVID-19 stats and projections, and we have health care, vaccines. People are still arguing over masks, social distancing, things of that nature. And number 2, congressional races, local races, and propositions. I mean, it's not just the presidency. And you know, Mitch McConnell got reelected, Lindsey Graham got reelected, Susan Collins got reelected, Proposition 22 in California about the gig economy, Lyft, and Uber drivers has a lot of consequences for all of us.
But there were a lot of, I don't mean to make this sound like a promo. I do another program called The American Family Farmer, and we discussed this week the number of seats that changed hands in some key ag districts. Voters elected in Minnesota, Kansas, Iowa, Texas, and some other states with Democrats who have been in Congress for a long time being replaced by Republicans. And this is really interesting. The chairman of the House Ag Committee, been there for 30 years, got booted. And so, you know, you look at some of these districts in Iowa, it saw changes. There was some pretty, there's a lot of stuff upheaval because agriculture and the farmer upset with the way things are going.
Republicans have made gains in Congress. They have not taken over the House, but they've made gains there, and they've protected their lead in the Senate. Which, of course, plays into President Trump's claim that the Democrats have rigged the election. Well, if they rigged the election, they didn't do a very good job of it.
No.
they still haven't, at the time you and I are doing this show, they still have not conclusively won the presidency. Mm-hmm. They didn't take over the Senate, and they lost ground in the House. So that's a reality.
It speaks to Trump and his just flair for ridiculous statements. That's really
we'll talk a little bit about that. It was very upsetting. Very upsetting. I mean, emotional.
Reducing. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, you know. But the other side of it is, we ought to discuss this too, why is the election so close? Why is it, what is going on in our country that gives especially interesting numbers among black young men voting for Trump?
Why not?
There's a hard and fast rule. Exactly. The Democrats have claimed for years that if you're not voting Democratic, you're not a good black person. Well, that's pretty damn...
arrogant. That stupid statement. But the fact of the matter is
you know,
that the
if you're black and out with me, you're not a good black person or something.
The African-American community... He didn't say you're not a good black person. He said you're not black. The African-American community is far too large and diverse to be considered a political monolith. However, all that being said, Doug... More blacks vote Democratic than Republican.
Yeah, 80% vote Democratic, 20% vote Republican.
So
But the numbers went up a little bit enough to get somebody to pay attention to them.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. It sounds like science fiction.
We're dropping the fiction part.
Dr. Andre Terzic underscores innovations in regenerative medicine as transformative in healthcare, from building new tissues and organs to triggering your body to heal itself.
Let's say you cut your skin and the skin will heal on its own. That ability that is very preeminent with the skin we would like to see with other organs.
The present and future of regenerative medicine could be applied to help heal heart disease, life-threatening cancer, musculoskeletal and neurological diseases and injuries, and even create new organs for transplantation.
It's very important to create true hope for patients, true solutions that are verifiable, validated through clinical studies.
It's a transformative view of medicine, from managing patient symptoms to truly going after the root cause of the problem.
The word cures will be increasingly real.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into the info zone here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He wanted, Michael wanted to get back to Trump and some analysis. Is this analysis paralysis? I think all of the noise he's making over voter fraud, you notice the rest of the GOP is staying way away from that.
Not all of them. People are circling the wagons. People like Lindsey Graham are supporting him. In fact, Lindsey Graham gave him $500,000 for the Trump legal defense. But
from
before
his,
we do that,
campaign
you and I,
finance reform thing, right? From
his you and I didn't finish, Doug, we didn't finish the chart.
Oh!
And not only didn't we finish the chart, you interrupted the chart with the MyPillow commercial.
Oh,
right before we did number one. So everybody out there, no one out there knows what number one is. And a lot of them, we've been getting calls, texts.
You could find it if
there's
you wanted to.
There's a crowd gathered outside.
I was really...
there's a crowd outside the Talk Radio Countdown Show building.
Really?
the signs, the pitchforks.
Really?
Number one, the O.J. Simpson trial. Oh, wrong page. Okay. Number one, the presidential race, the Electoral College, and... the aforementioned Trump lawsuits and, his...
Down with the Electoral College. By the way, what's the total? Does anybody even know? You look at totals of the people on the Electoral College, but do we have an actual total of real votes? Like, how many people to this point have been counted as...
I don't have a number in front of me, but Biden's about 4 million ahead in the popular vote.
So last time, remember, Hillary Clinton had 3 million votes more than Trump did, and she lost. Which I think is a damnable outrage. So, you know, the Electoral College, what do we, can we get anybody together, get 36 states to agree? You know, that's what it takes for a constitutional amendment or whatever they call it, constitutional convention. And this needs to go. People, I would think people, well, maybe it's because we're not teaching.
It's not going to go as long as some political parties believe it's to their advantage.
Well, the Republicans certainly believe
that. At this
that.
Point, the Republicans feel that way.
Right. If anybody
it uses
it to win...
it would have been interesting had Trump won the popular vote and Biden won the electoral vote. It would have been interesting to see how the Republicans would handle that.
Yeah.
But now I find there's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy about the Electoral College. First of all, we're used to, in most cases, the Electoral College and the popular vote falling out evenly, you know, where they both go together. Very few elections in past history were, you know, the popular vote was superseded by the Electoral College. But now we've had a couple of them in recent memory.
Gore
and beat Bush,
yep.
And Clinton beat Trump. And, you know, I don't know how this one's going to turn out. Certainly we see how razor close it is at the time we're having this conversation. So, yeah, but the problem is, and that's one of the reasons we put the Electoral College at number one. I think with the past two elections that were haywire in that regard, and now this one being so close, I think there's a heightened awareness in the presentation of political news about the Electoral College. It was always murky in the years leading up to 2000. And now, I mean, that number, 270, is the number. So people are now interested in, okay, how does this work? But there's a whole new attitude toward a lot of the things about how our government is structured among younger mm-hmm. people. Some people mm-hmm. ask the question, and this is logical, why does California, with all of its millions and millions of voters, have two senators, and Wyoming has two senators? You know, why? What is that about?
Yeah, it's about the rules that were made up by a bunch of people who wanted to have the Senate is not part of the Constitution. It was an add-on. The Senate didn't have authority in the Constitution. So, however, they got added 101, you know, two from each state, et cetera, et cetera. That was the rule. We were going to have no matter what the size of the state.
Yeah. A lot of fresh eyes and young brains are looking at this and saying some of this doesn't make sense in terms of if we're really a democracy.
Coming up in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, it's 28.5.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Joe Biden now leads President Trump in Pennsylvania and Georgia as counting continued in the closely fought presidential race Friday. Mr. Trump blamed the media and public polls for his position and pursued legal actions in key states. Tim Berg reports on the situation in North Carolina.
The chairman of the Republican Party in North Carolina says there is no mathematical way for Democrats to win the presidential or Senate races in his state. Michael Watley is calling on the Board of Elections to release data on how many people have requested absentee ballots and then voted in person so the media can call the races.
We do not see anything in the provisional counts or in the absentee counts that gives us any heartburn in terms of the margins for the president or for Senator Tillis.
Watley saying he's confident President Trump and Senator Tom Tillis both won their races in his state.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump has repeatedly stated that there is one place he wants to determine the outcome of the presidential election, the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump has leaned into the idea that the high court should get involved in the election as it did in 2000. The court effectively settled the contested election for President George W. Bush. The Republican Party is ready to go to court over the 2020 election. Speaking in Georgia, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said they've sent legal teams to four states and claimed irregularities in ballot counting. McDaniel also took a shot at the media for projecting President Trump's opponent as the winner in close races. And a weaker than expected election performance by Democrats and fears of new coronavirus restrictions have prompted investors to double down on high-flying technology stocks, which have come roaring back in recent days. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now it's time for a second half hour of the Insights into the World of News Talk Radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and all of his staff that does the work, the research, to come up with a list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people. We haven't gotten to that list yet, so let's get at it. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to turn the microphone over to Michael Harrison.
All right. Thank you for handing it to me. Okay.
You're welcome.
Let's spray it.
It's a virtual handoff.
Number 10, we have Walter Wallace Jr. At number 9, we have Amy Coney Barrett. Number 8, Rudy Giuliani. He keeps weaseling his way into the conversation.
Clown.
I know. Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx are at 7 tied. Mitch McConnell, 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. President Barack Obama at 4. Mike Pence and Kamala Harris are tied at 3. Joe Biden at 2 and Donald Trump at 1. And there's the there's that. Yeah,
all right.
Those are the people.
So to back, I guess this is a reflective question. Why, if there is this obvious anger or whatever you want to call it on the part of the news media, most of the news media taking shots forever at Trump. He's bad about this. He's no good about that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what does it say about the news media and their influence on people, given the fact that the election, even though it may be by the time this program airs here and there, Biden will have claimed victory, but it was pretty close, you know, a couple of million votes here and there. So what is the purpose of all of the anger? And what does the American public need to understand about what the source of information that they're using is? Whether it's, you know, if we read the New York Times, it's so obvious, pounding away every day. Trump's no good. Here's what he did that was bad. And it happens not just with newspapers, but on the electronic side as well, Michael. So does it mean that all that stuff's fairly irrelevant because it hasn't changed people's minds?
Well, no, actually, all that stuff may have been the reason why the country's so polarized, because, first of all the news does not go against Trump. Mm-hmm. Half the news goes for Trump and goes against the Democrats. I mean, I find it interesting, you know, I operate within a realm where The conservatives are the dominant ideology in talk radio, certainly.
Yes.
Yep. So I see it like, what, are you kidding me? Fox News Channel and Newsmax and Breitbart and the Washington Times and the Washington Examiner and the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal and Matt Drudge. And,
maybe I should restate what I was saying. I guess when you and I grew up, we went to the news, and this is an old story. You and I have talked about this before. You know, we believed what we read, we believed what we saw, and it wasn't Fox, and it wasn't MSNBC, and it wasn't Rush Limbaugh versus Tom Hartman. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not in the same league in terms of profile.
No, but they both represent strident points of view politically on the radio.
Strident?
I think so. It's not that I'm
all for free speech and opinion.
I am too, but it's just one-sided.
It's not one-sided. We have a media that has all these different channels in it. We didn't have all those channels when we grew up. So a newspaper or a television network would try to have objective journalism as much as it could, and then on the op-ed page, you'd have a conservative and you'd have a liberal. Or on TV, you'd have, and now, an editorial from Joe Blow,
right.
The vice president.
Right.
And at election time, newspapers and news organizations...
Sorry.
News organizations would go...
Joe Blow, the editorial director of WBZ in Boston, and now this editorial...
He was always the vice president and general manager.
Right, exactly.
It has recently come to my attention that the governor of our state...
is a boob.
...hasn't fed his dog in 2 days.
Oh my God! Listen, I remember. It's Perry B. Bascom, general manager, WBZ.
Yeah, I think I would come out all puffy and pumped up.
Yes, sir. We have this feeling about.
But here's
the
point: come election day, a week before the election, the great newspapers would often endorse a candidate.
Right.
And that would sometimes they would endorse a Republican in one election and a Democrat in another. They were not defined. As to
unless you were the Manchester Union leader.
Those were rarities for the most part. But every newspaper had a reputation for leaning left or leaning right. And this goes all the way back to the beginning of the printing press. It goes all the way back to yellow journalism. But now we have so many pieces of the pie serving people and affirming what they believe, targeting audiences based on their feelings and their inclinations, that it has become basically journalistically dishonest. But I wouldn't say that there's a mainstream media and there's an alternative media. And again, my best friends and some of my supporters and people I love are conservatives. But they play that game of, you know, the mainstream media versus us. Well, us is pretty damn mainstream.
Yeah.
Pretty good big.
Point. Yeah, it's good.
So that's why it's 50-50.
Yeah, okay.
To answer your question is, with all the media against Trump, how come half the country? Because all the media is not against
Trump. I don't
know. Here's another thought to prop. What if Trump is a liar? What if Trump is as bad as the New York Times and the so-called mainstream media says? Are they wrong for pointing that out? If you were doing the news now in 1939... would you be obligated to point out, for every bad thing you say about Hitler, something good about Hitler? I mean, at what point is an effort to be fair stifle truth? In fact, if you are sounding the alarm that you think a governor, a senator, a president, a public official is corrupt. So there's a balance here that can get out of whack and become untruthful if people bend over backwards to seem fair. And that's why it's great that the First Amendment at least allows for what you call strident political opinion. But I see it even more so. The First Amendment allows for different news organizations, channels, stations, shows to go full tilt boogie on any one ideology that they choose. and let the pieces fall where they may in terms of
full
audience.
Is that a radio term, full tilt boogie?
That's a music term.
Really? All right.
Janice
okay, so I'm you have actually, you've
band.
Done a great service for me in the sense that I think I have been a little bit one-sided in my approach to the plan, in not understanding, or not understanding is probably the right way of putting it, but I think it's ear-opening to put it into context, how many conservative media outlets there are versus liberal media outlets. And I tend to not like the news media because I think they're so prejudiced against Trump at the moment. But as you point out, there's plenty of people watching MSNBC, watching Fox and listening to Sean and to Rush. And so, okay, yeah. Right,
yeah.
So there's a balance. There is a balance. We have a balance.
And to give them their due, that's what Roger Ailes meant when he said fair and balanced. He didn't mean that within the universe of Fox News Channel or Fox Business, you know, the Fox News universe, they do both sides. He meant that it adds to the fairness and balance of the bigger media picture by having that view expressed with the same fervor and support that the New York Times exists or MSNBC with their hyper-liberal point of view.
So let me put it this way. Does the average person, in your estimation, understand the sophisticated description of the news media and the political media as you have just explained it?
No. No.
So where does that leave
us? The average person doesn't understand it, and that's why I go to great lengths to explain what I know as somewhat of an expert in that particular realm who tries not to do it for political reasons. I am not a champion of any one political ideology. You'll see me defending both sides when I feel they're being suffocated by the other. I am a supporter of all legitimate points of view having a chance to be expressed, whether I agree with them or not.
Yep.
And we need to have within the American media, we need to have within the American education system, and we need to have within the American political structure, people who make it a point to remain as unbiased as possible so as to provide that third eye, that third perspective that keeps the other two extremes in check.
Checks and balances.
That's what
check,
it's called.
Check, please. All right, next
well.
Page.
It's worked well for us over the decades.
Yeah, Michael and Doug here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to spend a moment talking to you about your weight and your health, your physical health and well-being. Remedy the situation of overweight by taking the following action. Go to toploss.com. Understand what Calitrin is all about, the fact that it doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs. It's four different ingredients that are all natural, put together by a doctor and his nursing staff 23 years ago. It works, it works, it works, it works. Proof positive of that when you go to toploss.com to check it out. And you're going to buy the product when you go to checkout. Use the DJV code, no shipping for you. Now, moving from your body to your brain, taking care of your body, great. Taking care of your brain, very important. The dietary supplement I recommend is Prevagen because it will give you the ingredients for a healthier brain and a better life. You need to take care of your brain. Short-term memory is a real problem for a lot of people as they get older. So this is a proven brain health supplement that will get you into a better place as far as your head, your brain is concerned. Prevagen is spelled Prevagen. So when you go to the health food store, you can go online, you can buy it online, it's pretty easy to do that. You will find that your brain functions much better when you get on to this supplement. I take it every day, part of my daily routine, make it a part of yours. Get rid of age-related cognitive impairments. Prevagen, use it for a healthier brain and a better life. Time now for us to list the top stories and the top people from this past week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. This is a weekly event. And so we're happy to go through so you have in your mind fixed what the real stories are without any silly stuff. On the people's side of the ledger, Walter Wallace Jr. is at number 10, Amy Coney Barrett, number 9. These are the names of people who have been mentioned most frequently in the News Talk Radio world this past week. That's why we have a separate list from the big stories. Rudy Giuliani is 8. Dr. Fauci is number 7. Mitch McConnell is in 6th position. Nancy Pelosi in 5th. Barack Obama in 4th. The two vice presidential candidates, Pence and Harris, tied at 3. Joe Biden is 2. I understand all that. I mean, there's no magic to this, and Trump is number 1. So that's the list of people here on the News Talk Radio Countdown, known as the Talk Radio Countdown. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare annual election period is officially here. If you're a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll need to select your plan before the December 7th deadline. While this can seem overwhelming, it's important veterans with VA benefits take the time to research options to ensure you're selecting a plan that suits your health needs. Humana Medicare Advantage plans, which are recommended by USAA, include the Honor Medicare Advantage plan. The Honor plan is available to all Medicare individuals in 46 states and may complement VA benefits, as well as provide beneficiaries with extensive coverage. Orlando Gallardo, a Vietnam veteran.
As a veteran, I appreciate that the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plans are a nice complement to my VA benefits to ensure I am maximizing my coverage. I encourage my fellow veterans to look for a plan that complements VA benefits like Humana Honor.
Visit Humana.com/Medicare.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now the list, the official list from Talkers Magazine from this past week, the big stories, according to the research they've done, listening to a lot of talk radio programs, talking to hosts, etc., etc. That's how they come up with these lists. At number 10, the weather, the big storms, and is climate change doing us in? Number 9 are relations with the world of Islam and some of the terror attacks that have taken place, not in our country, but elsewhere around the world. Social media at number 8. Is there a political bias? Yes, the answer is yes. Educational, the whole situation with schools and what's being accomplished or not, number 7. The economy, number 6. Race relations, number 5. Psychology and how we're feeling. Are we depressed or not? A lot of discussion about that. Number 4. COVID stats, number 3. Congressional races, number 2. And the presidential race, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, I want to ask you a question. We've got about a minute or so here. This has to do with radio listenership, that sort of thing. We count on people listening to the radio to hear our spoken word conversations. There are a lot of people who listen on various devices. The car industry is now working away from... There's two interesting things. Radio benefits more from advertising in terms of car dealerships, or the other way around. Car dealerships selling new cars benefits more greatly from radio exposure than TV or print put together. So why would manufacturers of cars be now suggesting that you're going to have to pay $500 to get an AM/FM radio in your car when it's produced in the future?
Well, I'm not up to speed on the details of that, but...
Can you imagine anything that stupid, though? I mean, think about it. What are you talking about? Shooting yourself in the foot. You spend more money to advertise on the radio. People come and buy cars from the dealership because of the ads on the radio, and yet you want to charge people to put a radio into their car.
That's not the first time that people have charged people for things that help them.
Well, I suppose maybe.
I guess it's profitability and greed. It's a corporate mentality. It's bean counter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, see, that I wanted your perspective on it. Very important. Michael Harrison, the list that we're talking about, the list from Talkers every week, available at talkers.com. And so, Michael, our thanks to you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Lawyer, college professor. I introduced him pretty much the same. I was looking for some new way to introduce you.
It would be Bond.
I was going to say fancy dresser. Doesn't wear those
sheet. Not since the pandemic
suits.
Started.
Don't have to, don't want to.
Fine. Nope.
So Steve's reason for being here, I'm going to tell you a quick story because you're the expert in scams. This week, and it's becoming more and more a part of my reality. I don't know why me and why now. Maybe it's just everybody's ramping up and trying to do what they can to fool people or screw people. So I got a notice this week from Amazon that I had bought a $6,000 computer and it was about to be charged to my credit card. So, okay, I went into dueling investigation. I did not open up. I sent the email to my guy that takes care of my computers and stuff. And, you know, with those, I mean, first of all, I hadn't bought a computer. And then I looked on my statement, my Amazon statement, because I only have it attached to a debit card that has a very low, charge availability to it so that these sorts of things couldn't happen. But there was no extra charge. So what are they trying to get at? And this is a lesson for people listening. When you see this sort of stuff, hopefully you're not clicking on it. If you don't know, Amazon doesn't send out what I was told by my lawyer. They don't send out notices like this. So, but how does the average person, I mean, I looked at it and I thought, well, wow, I don't have a $6,000 computer. Did somebody charge $6,000 to my credit card? So
yeah, I got the same email, and
you did.
In fact, you know, the scammers they always are taking advantage of whatever is going on, and they also work in numbers. So particularly during the pandemic, a lot of people have been ordering things through Amazon. So what they do is they send these emails out. People are like you and I look at that and go, oh, well, wait a minute, I didn't order that. Mm-hmm. And here's the rub. if you fall for the scam and click on the link in there or call the phone number that they provide, they will get information from you. Well, we need to confirm your credit card. And
right.
Boom, you've just turned over your credit card, or personal information make you a victim of identity theft. So the lesson here is whenever you get one of these emails, text messages, or phone calls, and they either ask for financial information or other personal information, you don't do it. You go like you did. You go to the a real Amazon and you check with them. And if you do, you find out that it is a scam. But a lot of people panic and they fall for it and click on the links and they download malware.
Yep. Be careful. Steve is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is the website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all of these scams. And he's written a book called Identity Theft Alert, which helps all people prepare for the important steps to keep this sort of behavior from becoming a nightmare for you. All right, speaking of nightmares, let's get to a couple of items legally on the countdown this week. The congressional election, the presidential election, and all the legal challenges. Is this something new, or have these, maybe it is in numbers, but it certainly isn't new, having lawyers hanging around trying to challenge the results of elections, right?
Yeah, there have been challenges, but nothing really to this level. You know, we saw the biggest time we saw was with Bush and Gore and the hanging chads in Florida.
Right.
But Trump has made just a number of totally baseless accusations and sending lawyers in, and the lawyers are by and large losing. The only one they won was kind of a Pyrrhic victory. They wanted to have the people watching the recounts in Pennsylvania, the counting, be closer than 20 feet, and so the court said, yeah, you can be 6 feet away. But, you know, you've got Trump saying these are phony ballots, and then proclaiming that the Republicans are doing so well with the Senate and the House. Well, aren't they the same phony ballots? But, yeah, the courts will sort it out, and the courts will do the right thing, and the election will finish according to the counts that are done by the states.
Right. So don't worry. It'll be okay. What about, got a few seconds on Trump's legal woes if he loses the election and he leaves office?
Well, that's the $64,000 question or more, because what's going to happen is people are asking, well, can he pardon himself? You know, we don't even know. He's so unprecedented as a president.
Yeah.
But
right.
His problems in New York, he can't pardon himself. He's got some big legal issues he's facing after this is over.
All right. Thanks for your service. Sounds like you got a uniform on. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.